The next particular trial that comes to my mind was the sore one of having a separation in the church, which was a keen trial indeed, but bless the Lord, the end was better than the beginning, for it all ended well. And we have since blessed God for it innumerable times since. How true is the word of God, how can two walk together except they be agreed? A house divided against itself cannot stand. We had a great deal of patching and mending for many years, but it never answered any other end than only to make the rent worse, and for I perceived soon after I came to Trowbridge that there were a few in the church and that were not long together satisfied or quiet about one thing or another, though they professed to receive me as a minister of God, and many of them thanked the Lord in public that ever he sent me to Trowbridge. But I believe in my heart that some of them, if it had been the will of God to have sent me out of Trowbridge, could have thanked him with more freedom. And for the word of God will ever stand true, by their fruits ye shall know them. Some of them soon began to perceive there was a very great deficiency in my ministry for want of variety, and that when they heard me a few times, they had heard all I had to say, and they were confident that my preaching would never keep up a congregation to maintain my expensive family. I believe they hoped and anxiously desired that this might be the case, but whatever imagination may be in the hearts of men, nevertheless the purpose of God that shall stand, for it was his fixed purpose to bring me to Trowbridge, quite opposite to all my fleshly feelings, and it has proved to be his fixed purpose to keep me there, which is now in the 24th year, notwithstanding all the wretched unbelief of my heart and the craft of many, and that have been watching for my moving out of the town. I did not wonder so much that these few could see such a deficiency in my preaching, for my greatest wonder was that all could not see it. And for I could see it myself, and feel it, and lament it, and I am confident no one ever did, nor can see me as ignorant as I can see myself. Oh, the numbers of times that I have gone to the chapel, the devil roaring all the way, "You fool, the people will all see through you. You are going again with the same substance of things that you were preaching last Lord's Day." And this was what some of these people said. "He comes with a fresh text, but we have the substance of the same things over and over again," which was all perfectly true, for let the text be whatever it might, I was sure to be on the old spot, or never far from it, attempting to show the lost, ruined state and utter helplessness of man, whether saint or sinner, and exalting free, sovereign, electing, discriminating grace in the Holy Trinity, in the salvation of the elect, made manifest in the heart by the teachings of the Holy Ghost, and bearing fruits in a conduct and life that adorn the doctrines of God our Savior, and giving testimony to all around, and that the grace of God teacheth the denying of ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. This has been the substance of my preaching ever since my mouth was opened, and most likely will be while my mouth continues to be opened. I could not help smiling one morning when one of our members came into our house and after a little conversation told me that he was come to open his mind to me and meant to be honest and discharge his conscience, for he had been in a very confused, dark state for a long time, and the more he came to the chapel, the harder and darker he was. For it appeared to him and many more that my preaching was nothing but one thing over and over and again, till he was quite sick and tired of it. I told him I had been sick and tired of it many times myself, but what could I do? I told him that I would get into fresh things if I could, and I added that if he could put me in the way how to get into the meaning of some dark passages of Scripture, I should be very glad if he would, for I was greatly deficient in knowledge. He got quite out of temper and told me I ought to get into the parables and come to the people with some fresh things and not be constantly from one end of the year to the other upon one tone. And he was confident that it would never stand long, for there were many of the church quite tired out, and he was sure they would not bear it much longer. Oh, how the devil set upon me when he left the house! He represented to me that my time was short at Trowbridge, that the people were nearly wearied out, that my preaching was nothing at all. For ministers of God, says he, feed the people with knowledge and understanding, but your preaching fills them with nothing but darkness and confusion. Look at your family and the situation you are in, and what will the end be but disgrace? I tried to get into the parables, and was determined I would pray, read, and meditate, till I could bring something fresh and new to the people, and feed them with knowledge and understanding. And on I went, reading and praying and trying to meditate, but I could neither see nor feel anything to meditate on, except plenty of devilishness within. But as for the Bible, the more I prayed over it, and the more I read it, the darker it appeared, till the whole Bible seemed to be nothing but a complete parable from beginning to end. And to my feelings, and views, I had no more knowledge nor understanding in the scriptures of truth than a beast. Oh, how my poor soul cried out, Lord, I am a beast before thee. Can it be possible that thou wilt own and bless such a dragon, such an owl, such a complete fool, such a babe in knowledge, and such an old wretch in sin? What shall I do, Lord's Day morning coming, and no text, no knowledge? Oh, can it be possible that I can face the people? How can I go, such a poor, ugly, blind bat that has tired the people so long, and now Saturday night, and worse than ever? What can I do? Where can I flee? Oh, the groans and bitter sighs that did heave up from the very bottom of my heart. Oh, how it sounded in my very soul, and the people will meet with expectations that you will come with something new and fresh that will feed them with knowledge and understanding. But instead of that, you have nothing at all. The Bible is all a sealed book. God has left you, and it is no use for you ever to attempt to open your mouth again to preach. But late on the Saturday night, when my poor sinking soul to my feelings was sinking into black despair without one gleam of hope, these words came from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that reigns over angels, men, and devils. I know they did by the power that attended them, for where the voice of a king is, there is power. And, oh, the fitness, the sweetness, the courage, the confidence, the humility that they produced in my soul. I will bring the blind by a way they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Oh, I cried out from my very soul, Lord, it is enough, it is enough. If thou wilt lead such a blind bat, if thou wilt make darkness light before me, if thou wilt make crooked things straight and never forsake me, what can I want more, what can I desire more, what can I have more? Thou art my portion, my life, my light, and my all in all. Bless his dear and precious name. When he comes and reveals his precious person, his love, his blood, his righteousness and power and glory, as the God of our salvation, what can discourage us? Here the righteous is as bold as a lion. It matters not who frowns if God smiles. It matters not what tongue may rise up against us. If the dear Savior whispers peace, who can give trouble? And so I have found it. I went to the chapel the following morning with my very soul hanging upon the Lord like a child, and depending upon him that he would make darkness light before me, for I came upon the housetop, and he opened my mouth to declare what he had said unto me in secret, and bless the Lord, I was helped to find out many poor, helpless, despairing, blind wretches that were just in the very spot where I had been, who came out of their holes like worms and showed themselves men. Oh, how that precious text was opened to my soul, and what glory, sweetness, and peace flowed into my heart from it. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 6 and 7. Oh, how I did in my heart pray to God for my friend, who had come to me and told me that I ought to get into the parables. And for though he did not come in a friendly way, yet the dear Lord overruled it for my good, for it was the means that the Lord used to show me that the whole Bible was a complete parable to flesh and blood, and that no one could spiritually understand one text but as the Spirit revealed it. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no one but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2, 11-14. Bless our God. He is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. I have blessed the dear man scores of times since for coming, and telling me that I ought to get into the parables, and for I have been brought hundreds of times like the dear disciples, Lord, declare unto us this parable. And I believe the dear disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ to this present day come with the same prayer, Lord, declare unto us this parable. For I believe in my very soul they are all experimentally taught of God that they are complete fools, especially God's sent servants, whom he owns and blesses in the work of the ministry. These are kept feelingly sensible from year to year that they have neither wisdom nor light, nor life nor love, nor faith nor prayer, nor zeal nor humility, nor usefulness, no, nor one good thing, but as God gives it and communicates it to their hearts. And they know well by soul experience that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Yea, my soul knows it is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Yes, the dear servants of God know well that all the mercies of a covenant God and Father are free gifts, and come from above when he pleaseth, how he pleaseth, and where he pleaseth. And they know well what it is to lack wisdom, and to ask of God with many groans, cries, and tears, accompanied with many desperate, fiery darts of the devil, which make them reel to and fro like a drunken man. They are many times at their wits' end, and know not what to do, but they are obliged to cry out with David, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. It is no use for them to run to Dr. Gill, nor Dr. Doddridge, nor Dr. Goodwin, nor Dr. Hawker, nor Dr. Huntington. They must come to the never-failing doctor, Jesus, for he it is that carries the keys of knowledge and understanding, that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. He it is that cleanses the guilty conscience, silences in a moment all the cursed accusations that the devil brings to sink the soul, turns the night into day, groans into songs, a stinking dungeon into a palace, emptiness into fullness, curses into blessings, weakness into strength, sickness into health, death into life, and damnation into salvation. O precious Jesus, precious Jesus, to whom shall we go but unto thee? Thou and thou alone hast the words of eternal life. The Lord knows my heart. I am not pouring contempt upon the writings and works of men of God that are in glory, and upon others that are still on their way to glory, who are vindicating the truth of God with their pens. For I believe God has blessed them, does bless them, and will bless them to his dear church to the end of time. And it is my soul's cry, and that God will raise up many more able men to vindicate his truth in this day of empty profession, men that can distinguish between form and power, between letter and spirit, between the old man and the new, between death and life, between an empty profession and real possession, between the real language of Zion and the prating of hypocrites. Oh, that the Lord might send more such men. But for my own part, I must testify what I have proved to be the fact in my own soul, and I believe I can say it with truth, that I never could nor ever did get anything out of other men's works, and that was any use to me in the pulpit. For however I approved of them, loved them, and however some of their writings have been made good to my soul in private, it was of no more use to me for public work than if I had never read one word. What a difference there is between many of the parsons of the present day in their preaching and my poor hobbling way of preaching. I cannot carry another man's line of things into the pulpit, for they are of no use to me there. But I believe there are hundreds of ministers in the present day who profess to be ministers of God, and that would cut a miserable figure if it were not for other men's work made ready to their hands. And I do fear that it costs them more quires of paper in writing out their discourses, in making out in their heads and tails, divisions, subdivisions, and applications, than ever it cost them in groans and tears to God in secret, that he would reward them openly. I think there is one text that many of these gentlemen of the cloth might quote at the end of every sentence of their discourses, whether it is upon doctrines, experience, or practice. Alas, Master, it was borrowed. And God knows I have not a stone to throw at one of them, for if God had opened a way in his providence that I could have purchased Dr. Gill's commentary on the Bible about 25 years ago, I should have bought it, but I was so poor I could not get it. Oh, the desires I had for it! I recollect what a seasonable stroke I got from a particular friend about that time, and that was a complete knockdown blow from that itching after dead men's brains. I told them that I had a favor to ask of him. "What is that?" says he. I told him that I had felt a great desire for some time to get Dr. Gill's commentary on the Bible, and if he would be so kind as to communicate a little towards it, I should thank him, not doubting at all that he would be very liberal. But his answer was, "No, I shall not give you one farthing for any such thing. If I wanted Dr. Gill, I should buy it for myself, not for you to take up into the pulpit. Go to your Lord and Master. He can instruct you better than all the doctors in the world." Oh, what a seasonable reproof was this to my soul. I thanked him for it from my heart, and I withdrew into my closet and shut the door and prayed to my heavenly Father that he would be my instructor and teacher, and that he would be pleased to deliver me from that anxious desire after other men's works, which I saw arose from nothing but the pride of my heart, thinking I could get such information and knowledge out of others that I should shine brighter in the ministry in the eyes of men, not in the eyes of God. I wept before the Lord and confessed my foolishness, my pride, and my baseness and begged of him that he would keep me as a child at his feet, willing to be anything or nothing, so that I have not a stone to throw at one man upon earth, no, nor at a devil in hell. By the grace of God, I am what I am.